We conclude the series of podcasts from the writings of Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity with her famous prayer to the Trinity. O my God, Trinity, whom I adore, help me to forget myself entirely, that I may be established in you, as still and as peaceful as if my soul were already in eternity. May nothing trouble my peace or make me leave you, O my unchanging one, but may each minute carry me further into the depths of your mystery. Give peace to my soul, make it your heaven, your beloved dwelling, and your resting place. May I never leave you there alone, but be wholly present, my faith wholly vigilant, wholly adoring, and wholly surrendered to your creative action. O my beloved Christ, crucified by love, I wish to be a bride for your heart. I wish to cover you with glory. I wish to love you even unto death. But I feel my weakness, and I ask you to clothe me with yourself, to identify my soul with all the movements of your soul, to overwhelm me, to possess me, to substitute yourself for me, that my life may be but a radiance of your life. Come into me as adorer, as restorer, as saviour. O eternal Word, Word of my God, I want to spend my life in listening to you, to become wholly teachable, that I may learn all from you. Then, through all nights, all voids, all helplessness, I want to gaze on you always and remain in your great light. O my beloved star, so fascinate me that I may not withdraw from your radiance. O consuming fire, spirit of love, come upon me, and create in my soul a kind of incarnation of the Word, that I may be another humanity for him in which he can renew his whole mystery. And you, O Father, bend lovingly over your poor little creature. Cover her with your shadow, seeing in her only the beloved in whom you are well pleased. O my three, my all, my beatitude, infinite solitude, immensity in which I lose myself, I surrender myself to you as your prey. Bury yourself in me, that I may bury myself in you, until I depart to contemplate in your light the abyss of your greatness. Amen. This is the last in the series of podcasts from Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. Thank you for listening. In October, the Carmelite Order begins a year of celebration of the fifth centenary of the birth of St. Teresa of Avila. We will be offering a series of podcasts telling the story of St. Teresa's life in her own words.